Another news item moved in the past couple of days about the rate of sexual assault in the U.S. military. The most recent item showed that the number of reported assaults rose about 50% last year. The widely held belief is that reports are up because more victims are coming forward to tell their stories. The City of Ashland's Police Department developed a program a while back to make it easier for sexual assault victims to come forward. The program is called You Have Options, and not long ago, the military reached out to the city to learn more about the program. Detective Sergeant Ty O'Mara is with the Ashland Police and is the supervisor for the person who runs the program called You Have Options. Ty O'Mara, thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning.
Tell us a bit, if you would, about the structure of You Have Options and just the general vision of it.
About 3 or 4 years ago, the Ashland Police Department had a series of sexual assaults reported to us, and it became clear that while something had in fact happened, the exact and accurate details of what happened were not being reported to us. And so we wanted to figure out what we could do to remove the barriers to accurate reporting by sexual assault victims. And over the next few years, we came up with the You Have Options program, which really puts all of the power and control for sexual assault reporting in the hands of the sexual assault survivor. They can give us as much information as they can. They can give us very little information. They can, of course, give us a full accounting of what happened. And we leave them in the driver's seat for how much is done with that information. Anonymous reports can be made. Reports can be made that we don't take action on at the survivor's request. And this really, when you peel away these obstacles to reporting, we are getting a clearer picture of exactly what's going on in the community.
So what often were the things that stopped women from coming forward that led to the creation of a program like You Have Options?
One of the important things to keep in mind as we answer that question is that the significant majority of sexual assaults are perpetrated by somebody that's known to the victim. Stranger attacks certainly do happen, but that is a distinct minority. And so when somebody is coming forward or thinking about coming forward, they need to be comfortable with the fact that the police department is not going to investigate it. That person is the one that has to live with or exist with or be in a dorm or a classroom with the person that possibly sexually assaulted them, and that we are not going to immediately go out and contact that person unless the victim, the survivor, wants us to, is an important thing. One of the biggest advantages to a program like this is that we can get people in touch with the resources that they need for the medical and emotional support that they need after the fact without launching a full-scale investigation.
So under the old system, before You Have Options, the by-the-book method was just go and question the person right away, et cetera?
Yeah, the standard is that as soon as the police department gets the complaint, they run out and they investigate it like they would investigate somebody's garage being broken into without any thought or very little thought for the wishes of the survivor. And this puts the survivor in a difficult situation because, again, more often than not, they have to exist with this person that they've just accused of sexual assault. And so we're increasingly realizing that we have to treat sexual assault investigations much differently than other investigations because the dynamics are so different from other investigations. People aren't going to be hesitant to call and say that I got robbed by a stranger or somebody broke into my house. They don't know that person that victimized them. It doesn't cost them anything to point the finger at them, but for somebody to point the finger at someone that's known to them, somebody that they share a classroom with, a dorm with, a house with, a family unit with, that takes a lot more, and it really increases the risk for the person. So if we can take that information in and try to give the survivor the support that they need in the initial stages of the investigation without launching a full-scale investigation, it really provides more support for the survivor.
Is there any concern about time working against any potential criminal investigation in the sense of either statute of limitations or people leaving the area or evidence being lost or anything like that?
Evidence being lost certainly is a factor. The statute of limitations is, of course, a factor. The statute of limitations for sex assaults is generally 6 years. It can be greatly extended if the survivor was a minor at the time of the sexual assault. We will do potentially full investigations even past the statute of limitations, which is I can't say unique to the Ashland Police Department, but a lot of places won't put the resources into investigating a crime that can't be prosecuted. We would rather put the time into investigating it so we can identify the serial perpetrators and have a greater, clearer picture of what's going on in the community.
Was the You Have Options program created in Ashland, or was it something that was developed somewhere else and adapted to Ashland?
This is 100% Ashland program. The detective that was primarily in charge of developing this program, she travels around the country and trains other agencies nationally on how they should respond to sexual assault. So she certainly garnered a lot of information from how other agencies do it, but this is an Ashland program. There are other police departments around the country that have done that have tried to reinvent how they do sexual assault, but to my knowledge, nobody has embraced such a far-reaching program as Ashland has. This is something that is completely developed here in the city of Ashland.
So to give credit by name, we're talking about Detective Carrie Hall?
Absolutely. Detective Carrie Hall is the mover and shaker behind this program. She's done phenomenal work. All the Ashland police officers have been trained in this, but this is her baby, and she has really brought this to the forefront for the Ashland Police Department. And Chief Terry Holderness has been a big proponent of it also.
We're talking about the You Have Options program run by the Ashland Police as a way to make women who are victims of sexual assault, survivors of sexual assault, more comfortable with the reporting process. It's been examined by the U.S. military now. There was a briefing on December 10th we'll talk about in a moment. Detective Sergeant Ty O'Mara, our guest here from the Ashland Police. You can join us, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, and our email address jx@jeffnet.org. So how long has You Have Options been in place?
We officially launched on January 1st of 2013, but we've been building up to it for quite a while. It's still in the pilot program stages right now. We've got a lot of other departments looking at adopting it, though.
So what are the measures of success then, and have they been met or exceeded?
The measures of success are how many sexual assault reports are we getting. That's one of the biggest ones. Sexual assault is grossly underreported, between 15% and 22%, depending on which study you look at. And so we need to up that. It's not that we want more sexual assaults happening, of course, but we need to get those numbers up for what's being reported. One of the other measures of success is whether or not we can identify serial perpetrators, and we have done this. I don't have the exact numbers with me, but I know from working the investigations with the other detectives, I know firsthand that we have identified and brought to justice some serial offenders. So these are the things that we really want to get at. We want to increase sexual assault reporting, and we want to identify the serial perpetrators. One of the greatest advantages of this program is being able to identify people that previously were not known to us. And when victims, female and male, are able to make reports without launching full investigations, but quietly point the finger at somebody and say that that person did something to me, we've had a few cases where multiple people have pointed the finger at the same person and said that person has done something to me. And so when we're armed with this information, we're much better prepared to respond to sexual assault investigations.
So as opposed to making a full-blown investigation where this person is saying this person attacked me and there's no proof in particular, and et cetera, in a couple of similar cases, when you have a lower level situation where it's not rising to the level of a full investigation, but a person saying this is the person, person B says that's also the person, and person C says that's also, but then suddenly you have a pattern.
Exactly, and that's really beneficial to us so that we can respond better when we're forearmed with that information.
And so how did the You Have Options program come to the attention of the U.S. military?
I think that we all know that the U.S. military has been struggling with their sexual assault problems recently. That's been in the national headlines. And some congressional subcommittee, I think, went to the International Association of Chief of Police and said, who can we talk to about bettering our sexual assault investigation procedures? And one of the agencies at the IACP, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, pointed at was the Ashland, Oregon Police Department. They said, go talk to these guys. And they pointed to some other police departments as well. When Deputy Chief Corey Falls went to Austin, Texas a few weeks ago to brief a congressional subcommittee, also present was a representative from the Los Angeles Police Department and the Austin Police Department, I believe. And so for the IACP to look at the little old Ashland Police Department in Southern Oregon and say, these guys are doing something exciting with sexual assault investigations, I think that's really a feather in the cap for the Ashland community.
And so who made the presentation to this congressional subcommittee?
Deputy Chief Corey Falls, who's been very heavily involved in this program from the get-go, made the presentation in Austin, Texas.
Is a lot of human power being devoted to the You Have Options program? I mean, are you putting more time on the clock into the You Have Options program, into sexual assault generally, than you did earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting a lot more sexual assaults reported to us, which we want. And that, of course, means more detective hours, more police officer hours being put into it. But it's well worth it. Even if we can't always bring somebody to prosecution, we don't mind doing the work if we can identify the bad guys in the community.
I think it was Chief Holderness himself who told us several months ago that it is an issue for a place like Ashland, which is a college town. Southern Oregon University is there. That's the case then? Usually if there's a university involved, there's going to be a greater incidence of sexual assault in a town?
Sure. Sexual assaults go hand in hand with university environments. That's just the world that we live in. So Ashland does have sexual assault is the most significant, most prevalent person crime in the city of Ashland. And not that it is the fault of the university here. It just goes hand in hand with the university environment.
What's the indication back from the congressional subcommittee or any of the other people that Deputy Chief Corey Falls talked to in Austin, Texas, back on December 10th? I mean, is there an indication that somebody's interested in getting more information about You Have Options or picking up the materials and using them elsewhere, in the military even?
I can't speak about the military specifically, but everybody that we mentioned this program to it gets excited about it. And a lot of people have asked us if they can adapt the program for themselves. I was at the IACP conference in Philadelphia about 2 months ago when I mentioned the program in one of the classes, and I had chiefs of police from around the country coming up to me and asking me to get more details on the program. So it's really exciting that so many people are excited about it.
Are you running across any skeptics, people who think that, for example, the You Have Options program might not work in a much bigger town? We're talking about 25,000 people in Ashland, if that.
Sure. There's always going to be skeptics. I don't know specifically about the bigger city environment. I can't really speak to that. But there are anytime you shift gears and you try to approach something as significant as sexual assault in a different manner, there's going to be skeptics, even in the law enforcement community. And hopefully we can, you know, win them over and show them that this is a good approach. And even if this is not a 100% success, even if something falters on it, which so far it hasn't, no matter what, we're winning here because we're getting a clearer picture of the sexual assault problem in the community. And so it's already a success. Even if every aspect of it doesn't work, it is already proving itself.
Is there sorry, I lost the track of the question completely here. We talked about the briefing then for the congressional subcommittee and members of the military. There would appear to be some differences here. I mean, the military, as we have acknowledged both, clearly has a sexual assault problem. The issue appears to be less about reporting, although that is on the rise as well, than about to whom you are reporting. Is there any provision that allows some flexibility for the military, you think, within the construction of the You Have Options program?
Not being a military person, I might not be the best person to answer that, but the philosophy of the program, I think, can be adapted to any law enforcement environment, be it military law enforcement, civilian law enforcement, big city, small city. The philosophy is that the victim is in charge of the investigation. The victim dictates it. The victim can make a complaint and get the resources that he or she needs without launching a full-scale investigation. So I'm not sure why the military wouldn't be able to adopt that as a philosophy of encouraging sexual assault reporting.
And you'd mentioned the major issue is that the survivors have to work with perpetrators or be in the same dorm with them or same classes and any of that stuff. I mean, given the context in which we're talking about for the military here, is there a particular way within the You Have Options program of dealing with rape and sexual assault between acquaintances in the workplace?
That's certainly a very difficult problem to address, and I don't think that there's any easy answer for it. Every situation is different, the survivor, along with the advocates and the law enforcement person that's involved, if there's a law enforcement person involved, really have to feel their way through each situation and figure out the best way to do it. I don't think that there's any one answer that's going to categorically address that problem.
Is there any difference in skills training for members of the police department then involved in the You Have Options program? Because I mean, there's obviously a way of approaching people in a police versus and citizen context. I didn't mean to say versus there, but police with citizen interface. But is there a way of dealing with people that's different? It's softer. It's a little more. It's a little less gruff.
I think that there is some verbal skills coaching that goes hand in hand with this, so that police officers who can be a little bit gruff sometimes can approach somebody in a softer manner, as you said, and let them feel more comfortable instead of being as perhaps brusque and candid as police officers can be at times.
It sounds like every time you talk to other members from other police departments across the country and just mention that You Have Options program, you get a lot of interest in it.
Absolutely. There's phenomenal interest. It's really exciting that something like this is coming out of a small southern Oregon town. We're looking to share this with as many people as possible. Again, this is just in its infancy right now. It's just in a pilot program stage, but hopefully at some point this can launch on a statewide level, and hopefully eventually we'll make it available to anybody in the country that wants it. That's the goal.
The program is called You Have Options, and it makes reporting of sexual assaults much more, well, much easier is the hope for survivors of sexual assault. Detective Sergeant Ty O'Mara is with the Ashland Police. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.